Okay, let me call to order the November 8th, 2022 Big Bear Airport District Board of Directors meeting. And if you'll all join me for the flag. Ready?
Yeah. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It is the 9th. Sorry, it's in November 8th. I was stuck on yesterday. All right, mission statement. The Big Bear Airport District serves the Big Bear Valley by providing a safe, efficient, and exceptional venue for aviation operations. Roll call and introductions, Dan.
Director Smith will be joining us via Zoom. All members present, please signify by saying aye. Director Castillo.
Aye.
Director Lindstrom.
Aye.
Director Seifert.
Aye.
Director Smith.
Aye.
And Director Krause.
Aye.
Others present include General Manager Ryan Goss and myself, Board Secretary Diane Cartwright.
Thank you, Diane. Item number 4, approval of the agenda. Any changes from?
Nope. None from staff.
Public comments. A person wishing to comment on an agenda item should wait for the president to request comments and then, if appropriate, unmute his or her phone, ask to make a comment, and wait for the president to recognize him or her. You have 3 minutes to complete those comments unless longer time is granted. No speaker may allot his or her time to others. Comments on agenda items, comments concerning matters on the agenda will be heard at the time the matter is considered. Comments on non-agenda items. Comments concerning matters not on the agenda will be heard during the public comments section of the agenda. A speaker's comments should be within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Big Bear Airport District Board. Please note that if you are addressing the board on items not on the agenda, the Brown Act does not allow board discussion on such items because they are not on the agenda and thus were not noticed publicly. Therefore, the board may only do the following. Refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information or request a report back, or give a very limited factual response. Comments may be placed on the agenda for further future discussion. Non-agenda comments are limited to 3 minutes each with a total of 15 minutes. Civil Air Patrol is not here. Big Bear Pilots Association. Consent agenda. Okay. Item 7.1, discussion and possible approval of resolution 2020 ratifying the proclamation of the state of emergency by Governor Newsom on March 4th, 2020, reauthorizing remote teleconference meetings. We have to do this every month.
Every month.
And we should do this as a separate consent item.
You can approve the entire consent agenda and then just receive and file year to dates.
Item 7.2, approval of the draft minutes. And 2A is a regular board meeting at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, October 12th, 22. And item 7.3 would be the year to date financial reports from September 2022. Any public comment on this? Any board comment on this? Would someone like to move to approve the consent agenda?
I'll make a motion that we approve consent agenda, including item 7.1, discussion and possible approval of resolution 2022-14, re-ratifying proclamation of the state emergency by Governor Newsom, March 4th, 2020, and reauthorizing the teleconference meetings, and to include 7.2, approval of draft minutes, 7.2A, regular board meeting, Wednesday, October 12th, and year-to-date financials, 7.3.
I'll second it.
Director Castillo moved to approve the consent agenda, including the resolution 2022-14 and the minutes of October 12th, including the year-to-date financial reports. Director Seifert seconded the motion. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passed with all members present voting aye.
And item number 8 is full consent agenda items. I assume there are none. Item 9, business matters, discussion and possible action of 9.1, which is review of proposed succession planning strategies. It is
18-22. Ryan? Sure. I'll start off, and if you have any detailed questions, we'll have Diane answer them. So during our strategic plan that we approved last year in the 2023 timeframe, we were to establish a succession plan moving forward. So this is the plan that Diane has reviewed and put together for the district for being able to have a plan moving forward with new employees coming in and learning the jobs and making sure we're all cohesive as a group. So the board realized the leadership succession is key to ensure the district's continued its success, and the lack of planning for the future will cause the district to veer off its mission. While the imminent succession plan will enable quality employees to move into key leadership positions, it is a valuable part of best management practices to ensure continuous development within the district. As such, the name of the process is more aptly named succession development. The attached document outlines the Big Bear Airport District's plan for succession development. And if you have any questions pertaining to the document, but the staff's recommendation is to approve it as written, and we will include that into the personnel policy.
Any public comment on the side? Mayor Kay, you want
discussion on
it? I haven't read it, so I'm not ready to make any discussion on it.
Okay, give me some time.
So I did read it, and it makes all perfect sense to me. It allows a pathway for people to work up the ladder, and that's kind of what we want. Right? We don't want to trap people in job descriptions. So, and I like the way it's written. There's nothing I would change. So I'm in favor of it.
Same thing. I think it's super detailed and professional. It's a good roadmap and gives us room for a little flexibility as needed, but I'm 100% also in favor of succession planning from within. So you got some new ruins going on there, again, always having to start fresh.
Absolutely.
And have a steeper learning curve. So yeah, I think it looks fantastic. Good job.
Julie?
I like the general manager description as far as this is what we would do in the idea if there was a vacancy. So it's laid out what the steps are, just because that helps to codify what we have done in the past for future board members.
Yeah, I agree. It fills in some good practice for future development and future planning. So good job. So that would take us to Item 9.1A would be a discussion of possible approval of Resolution 22-15, which should be approving a plan for succession and development. We can just move right into a motion on that.
We just need a motion.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 2022-15.
I'll second.
Okay. Diane.
Hey, Director Smith moved to approve Resolution 2022-15, approving a plan for succession development. Director Seifert seconded the motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No.
Thank
the
you.
Motion passed with all in favor voting aye.
Thank you. Item 9.2 is a review of revised administration job descriptions.
This process is for us to have a better path and a better layout of job duties within the administrative staff. As you know, Diane wears many different hats, more than anybody within the community of Big Bear. And I think it's prudent for us to delegate jobs to the administration staff to better spread the work out amongst those three ladies that are in the office. The meat of the job descriptions are still the same. All we're doing is changing the job duties within the descriptions themselves. So we're taking some off of the administrative manager position and putting it onto the administrative analyst position, and some are going down to the assistant position, but we're trying to give an even keel of work to the entire group so everybody's productive and specific people are not overwhelmed with more duties than they can handle. If you have any details that you'd like to ask, Diane can actually help you with any of that.
It's well structured as a career path. As you can see the linkages between the responsibilities.
Yeah. Do we see any issues with?
Hold on just a second.
Do we see any issues with pay versus work assignment? Is there any changes that we're looking at there? If there's increased work load versus work.
So what we did was a few months ago, we went through and Diane and I reviewed all of the pay structure within the entire employee classifications, and we updated them to meet the new criteria. We're making it more beneficial for the added workloads or whatnot for that.
But it would mean all of the changes in the work is still within the original job description. Nothing's outside the original job. That would change the.
Yeah, because the way it works is as other duties as assigned. Yeah. And so there were other jobs that were delegated, but they weren't in the description. Now they are. So.
That's a fine job. Julie?
I have one small question on packet page 29, and there are a couple of other places, but they made a little bit more sense to me. There is a part that is underlined. Is there a specific reason that is called out? It says keeps all physical tenant files current and accurate.
What?
I didn't catch that.
And what's your question, Julie?
Oh, I'm sorry. That there are certain items in these duties that are underlined. An example is on page 29, where it says keeps all physical tenant files current and accurate. I wanted to know if that was specifically underlined for a reason.
I think because it was actually added to clarify where it says enters and updates tenant information in QuickBooks. In addition to entering information in QuickBooks, that particular duty also entails physical entries into the actual files that are kept in the file cabinet, the physical files, in addition to the online files.
I understand. In the final document, and I don't think it changes anything that we can't approve this, but if the underlying parts aren't underlined for a specific reason, we just might take those out.
Just clarification.
Yeah,
I think it looks good. So basically, Ryan, you're saying that there's no real new duties. We just reassigned them and moved them around and prioritized.
Yeah, so we've taken some off of the administrative manager position, and we put some of those responsibilities to the analyst. Some of those duties that maybe the administrative manager had but were less important, and I'm not saying it's not all of our all the tasks are important, but the administrative manager doesn't need to be doing that function. We put it down to the assistant position, and then we move things around. So as you'll probably see, Diane wears many hats. She's HR, she's the finance, she does all the CalPERS, board secretary. So what we're doing is like we're delegating the board secretary position off of the administrative manager position and moving it to the analyst position. So that is a big task. And so we're just trying to make sure that everybody has equal amount of work where one person is not overwhelmed.
Gotcha. And this will be obviously presented to people in those positions. Will they have to sign an acknowledgement of it? Or?
Well, what we'll do is once, if you guys do approve them, they'll just be put into the manual themselves. Gotcha. So because there's really nothing changing like pay structure or anything like that.
A lot of these things have been informally delegated over the last 6 months or so. This just makes it official.
Gotcha. Good.
Did you have any opposition to any of this with the staff?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
Anything else, Mark?
Good. No.
So I read through it, right? And I understand what you're doing. And this is not uncommon for any business or any organization, public organization you came out of. This is something you do every year or two. You have to balance things out because everything starts dropping one direction. So you just have to spread the wealth, basically. So it's well done. And yeah, needs to be done. And we'll probably do it in 2 years. Do it again, right?
Yeah.
Start reviewing what people are doing.
Well, I kind of covered my comment. That was just the concern that we weren't adding anything that was out of the classification to the other people's assignments, which would create an issue of salaries and benefits and such, but we're not doing that. It does suggest, as you said, how many hats Diane has worn and how well she has worn them. And spreading them around, I'm sure, would be much fairer and more evenly distributed. But yeah. Kudos to Diane for being able to do all this all these years. I don't have anything else. So that would take us to item 9.2A, which be discussion and possible approval of resolution 2022-16, adopting an addendum to the personnel manual. There can be further discussion. So anyone would like to make a motion on 9.2A?
I'll make a motion to approve 9.2A resolution, approving resolution 2022-16.
I'll second.
Director Seifert moved to approve resolution 2022-16, adopting the addendum to the personnel manual. Because this is a change to an official document, the personnel manual will do a roll call vote. Director Lindstrom?
Aye.
Director Seifert?
Aye.
Director Castillo?
Aye.
Director Smith?
Aye.
Director Krause?
Aye.
The motion passed with all members present voting aye.
Thank you. Item number 10, management report. It says none, but Ryan, you do have some comments on that.
I do. I had some things come up after we had posted the agenda. So as you guys know, we had our big storm last night. The guys, we had about 16 hours of sheer chaos out there on the airport. We had many hangars get damaged. No aircraft got damaged, but the guys worked tirelessly through the night. We got them home probably around 9 o'clock, and they came back out at 1 o'clock and began plowing, and they plowed through the night. And so they did a fantastic job. It was very stressful yesterday. The wind was out of control, and we did. I commend them for going out there and we had to improvise. You know, we got weird things. I have questions all day about what's around the airport, and it's pallets of crack filler holding hangers down because we ran out of stuff to tie the hangers down to. So we had sustained 50 miles an hour and gusts to over 80 and about 4.5 inches of rain in that time. So second, the airport is going to be doing their Christmas luncheon. So it has been off due to COVID for the last couple years. So December 16th from 12 to, you give me that look.
It's the night after the Pilots Association.
So we'll have lots of Bloody Marys. Yeah. It'll all be okay.
We
all be full.
We agreed to do that, right?
Right.
Yes, because we want to make sure everybody was here.
Right.
So.
We're
going to
do it all on the same day?
No,
the day,
one's the day after the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have an Advil bowl. There's a money. Everything's good.
So December 16th from 12 to 3 p.m., we will be catering it all, or we'll be doing all, getting all the food and prepping everything. It'll be done here in the boardroom, and hopefully we can have a bunch of people come. So
hopefully it'll be the last one in the boardroom.
It would be nice. Yes, yes.
You gonna send out an email reminder to everybody? Or?
All the tenants will be receiving a Christmas card that has the date and time attached to it. It'll be in the November billing.
Perfect. Okay.
And if you pay yearly, you'll still get it.
That's it.
And that's all.
Any comments on? No. Okay, director's comments, and I'm supposed to go last, but I do want to jump in, and I, even though the 4 o'clock posting I haven't seen yet, but I assume it's a done deal. And so I want to congratulate Mary Kay, and I want to congratulate and welcome Chuck.
Thank you, Wes.
And I'm really glad to see how that election turned out.
And we all are, I think. And a main push and helpful was Chuck's wife, Kathleen.
Well,
she was really just really on it and guided us somewhat, and it was a pleasure to work with her. Just a pleasure.
And here's her bill.
I get a green stamp.
Green stamp.
But she likes blue stamps.
You got the floor. Anything else, Mary Kay?
No, I'm excited. I mean, again, I hope I live that long.
One more year.
Who knows?
See, there's your reason.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm real pleased to work with Chuck. We've done really well together through this campaign. So it should go gangbusters, right?
Yep. No doubt.
And never mind.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, move on.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Rick?
What?
I just echoed everything you said when you said, you know, I'm glad the election turned out the way it did. I was up every 2 hours on my iPhone checking, you know, you get heart palpitations on some of that stuff, right?
Yep.
And thank you, Diane. Thank you, Wes. You guys are, sure, I'll stop right there. Thank you, guys. And thank you, public, for being here, Jack. Thanks. It's good to see your face again. Sitting up there.
Nice to be.
Sitting in your nice, toasty, real office. I'm sitting here going, like, really?
Yeah, with his tea. And
I know. It's like, you know.
You noticed.
Yeah, of course. The steam coming off the one side. But thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
It's great being back.
Steve?
I echo everything you two have said so far. And also want to congratulate all the candidates that ran.
Yes,
it's always
for
a
sure.
good thing.
For sure.
And especially congratulations to Chuck Hicks and Mary Kay Lindstrom. And welcome back, Mary Kay. She's
I've been gone a long time.
Chuck brings with him great experience from the FAA. He's got some new energy and new experience and insights. I think he'll be valuable. I look forward to working with you.
Thank you.
So congratulations and thank you, staff. I know yesterday I was flying in some tough weather myself and didn't get home till late, but I know it was a tough day. Janet was giving me play-by-play. I'm like, oh, my God.
So it's like the Wizard of Oz out there.
Yeah,
it was a lot.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I can't imagine that for all workers, electricity people, firefighters, you name it. Tough day, but thank God the sun came out.
Yeah. And the snow melted. It's like, really?
Yeah. We're all still here. So. Anyway, so good job. Thank you.
Julie?
So I'll say all original things. Congratulations, Chuck and Mary Kay. Looking forward to working with you, Chuck. I did pull up the 4 p.m. Results. We've got 100% in. And congratulations again, I think.
Thank you.
It's going to be great working with both of you. Mary Kay continuing. And Chuck, you've been at the board meetings for the last year plus, and so and have contributed as a member of the public. So looking forward to further contributions as a member of the board.
Thank you.
And incredible what the staff was out dealing with yesterday. And we know that we've got a great staff and appreciate that. Appreciate that all that you do, both Diane and Ryan.
I'll echo the same thing with the work that you directed out there, Ryan. That's, I know it was challenging and it was scary. It was scary at my house. Almost all hell broke loose here. And I'm sure there was a lot less damage because of what you did than there would have been otherwise. Thank you again. And Mary Kay has often said what a smooth running board we've had the past couple of years. And with Chuck on board, it's going to continue that way, I know. And very nice to see someone who cared enough to be here, virtually every meeting, Zoom or otherwise, for the past year, running and winning. And yeah, I know Chuck's going to be a super addition to the board. That's all I got. So next meeting date is Wednesday, December 14th of 2022 at 4 p.m. It's our regular board directors meeting. It will be in the terminal building, West Wing boardroom, and that will be our swearing in of officers as well, directors. And with that, we'll call the adjournment at
4:28.
Okay, 4:28.
Okay.